don't just create what you see other people doing because that might have went viral or that's, you know, hitting the mark for them. It's okay to be inspired. I think that we all need inspiration, right? But there's a fine line between the amount of inspiration that's coming in versus the amount of your own authenticity creatively coming out. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. I am Julie Solomon, if this is your first time joining us, and I am so happy to be here with you today because it's been a minute since we've done a solo episode. I think it's been maybe a couple of months, and it's just nice to like come back, connect with you, be with you, share with you. I mean, obviously, we love our guests. Like, we love the guests that we have on the show. We have phenomenal guests on the show. It is such an honor to interview a guest and to really hold space for them. And at the same time, sometimes I just want to get in with you guys. Like, I just want it to be me and you so we can hang and like really dive deep. And that's what we're going to be doing today. I actually am coming to you today with a really just fun kind of firesidey chat, if you will. I have spent the last month or so compiling a list of questions that this community has. I've done it through Instagram. I've done it through some DMs. I've done it through my broadcast channel on Instagram, which if you don't follow me on Instagram, you should, at Jewel Solomon. And if you're not inside that broadcast channel, you definitely should because we do a lot of really awesome things in that broadcast channel. There's just a deeper level of support there. I think that the broadcast channel allows me to really show up in a way that is, I think, more raw, more direct, more real. And so we're able to deepen a lot of things in that broadcast channel that we don't necessarily do through like Instagram stories or reels. And so if you're wanting more guidance, support, reflection, the broadcast channel would be phenomenal for you. But through really serving that broadcast channel, I got this idea to do the podcast today because there's been so many really poignant and great questions that have been asked through that broadcast channel and through other forms as well. And I'm like, okay, if all of these brilliant minds are having these questions, then I know that my podcast community is most likely having these questions as well. And so that is what today's episode is going to be about. We're going to be doing just a round spitfire of questions regarding anything that's related to how you show up, how you serve, how you share, and how you sell on social media and really on the online space. So if you are craving more direction, more guidance, more answers to showing up, to serving, to sharing, or to selling on the online space, you're going to love today's episode. And with that, my friends, let's dive in. Okay, friends, I had to come back in. Before we get to this episode, I have to let you know a change that I made with this episode. So what you're about to hear is some really good, solid, tactical, and really transformative takeaways that you can start applying now. And my intention for this episode was to be about 30 minutes, which is typically what my episode length is. But I just got in this flow and I kept going and going and answering your questions and doing the thing that this episode actually ended up being over an hour. So what I have decided to do is to create a two-part series of this original episode. So the one that you're going to be hearing today is actually part one. And then we're going to pick up with part two on Monday, next Monday, April 8th. So I wanted just to pop in really quick to let you know so you're not like, wait a second, what just happened with this episode? It's going to be really tactical, really tangible. You're probably going to want to listen to it a couple of times. You're also probably definitely going to want to take notes because there was just some really good stuff that I pulled from this community and I just let it flow and do its thing. So with that, you're going to be hearing part one today, and then we'll pick up with part two on Monday, April 8th to finish this out. All right, my friends, enjoy. Okay, my friends, I'm going to get right into, I think, some of the most juiciest questions that I have gotten recently. So the first one was, how do I stand out on social media since everything is so dang saturated? Can I get a nod or an amen if you have ever felt that or are feeling that right now? The first thing that I want to say is that it only seems saturated because people are, if I'm being honest here, they're just kind of constantly copying each other. I mean, for me personally, I've actually really been more mindful about limiting my scrolling because I just genuinely don't want my content to look or feel like anyone else's. And here's the thing. A lot of times when we do this, it's not even conscious. It's not even intentional. It's just we are so easily inspired or uplifted or intrigued by what other people are doing online that it can cause that feeling of copying, that initiation of copying. And so what I recommend is you doing the same. If you are feeling like it's so saturated and you can't stick out among the saturation, before we even get to strategy and the tactics and the tools, we got to first work on the inner work and the mindset of what you actually need to do to kind of create like a creative boundary for yourself. So you can't really allow other people's ideas or directions to really infiltrate what it is that you're meant to show up and share on social media. So I highly recommend like just limiting your scrolling time if this is happening to you. And my advice is to really just start to breathe new life into your content. And the way that you can start doing that if you don't have any ideas is to actually get off social media. Go outside, go for a walk, meditate, pray, dance, sing your favorite song to the top of your lungs in your car, draw something out, read something. Like get off of the platform and get back into the real world. That is going to be your fastest way to breathe new life into your content. And don't just create what you see other people doing because that might have went viral or that's, you know, hitting the mark for them. It's okay to be inspired. I think that we all need inspiration, right? But there's a fine line between the amount of inspiration that's coming in versus the amount of your own authenticity creatively coming out, if that makes sense. So this is something that you would do in your strategy phase so you can get really clear and really give yourself a roadmap. This is actually what I help people do inside the Brand Accelerator. We have actually an entire module on this because there's a lot of work that needs to happen here with the strategy. So if you need strategy, then I would recommend just going to juliesolomon.net/TBA. It's not open right now, but you can get on the wait list for the next time that we're going to be open if you want help with the roadmap. But the thing that you can start doing for yourself today is just getting off the platform and allowing yourself to be in nature, allowing yourself to be outside, allowing yourself to be with your family, whatever it is that inspires you and that lifts you up in the real world, go ahead and start doing that. And then you also want to think about this. What kind of content do you enjoy making? Just answer that question for yourself today. What kind of content do you enjoy making? Because here's the thing. People always will be able to feel the energy if you're doing something that you love. There's an old saying that goes back from like, you know, if you've ever been in marketing or sales, you've probably heard this, but it's the saying of enthusiasm leads to sales. Enthusiasm leads to connection. Enthusiasm leads to building know, like, and trust. So if you are genuinely enthusiastic and lit up by what you're doing, there is an energetic domino effect of how that lights other people up. And here's also the thing. If that is true, then it also means that when you're not authentically and genuinely lit up by something, when you're creating content just because you think it may hit the mark, or when you're creating content just to create content and you're not actually really lit up and enjoy it, people can also sense that. Sniff it, smell it, see it, taste it from a mile away. Just popping in real quick to let you know about a new training that I have that gives you the 3 steps to grow your following and land 10K brand deals in just 30 days, especially if you have a small following and no more time for content creation. Now, this class is perfect for you if you are ready to really build out a clear and concise content strategy that helps you grow, if you're ready to grow your following by creating engaging content so you can attract the brands that are willing to pay you, if you're ready to land paid brand deals from the content that you're creating so you can diversify your revenue streams, and of course, make content creation and content strategy your full-time career so you can have more freedom in your work and flexibility in your schedule. Now, this class comes packed with a ton of strategies as well as some free bonuses that you will not want to miss. So head on over to pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to join. There are multiple times available so you can make any time work for you no matter where you are. Again, that's pitchitperfect.net/masterclass to get all the details. So if you're going to do a trend, right? Let's say that you're inspired by something that you saw and you want to do something that's trendy. How can you put your own spin on it? And that's okay. Again, it's okay to be inspired about something, but how are you taking that extra step to put your own spin on it? So when you're thinking about creating content, I want you to think about your audience. I want you to think about the community, or maybe think about the audience and community that you're wanting to draw in more. There may be a type of person that you're wanting to help, that you're wanting to connect with, that you're wanting to serve. Do this for him or her, and how it makes them feel, or how it can benefit them. And I think this is where a lot of people miss the mark, is that they're creating content just for the sake of creating content, and they're not creating service-based content. And that's why I said at the beginning of this podcast, I am here to really help you transform how you show up, serve, share, and sell on social media. But all of those things are equally important. And I think a lot of times people are just so worried and consumed about how they're showing up that they forget that serve piece. So how are you serving your community? What is going to make them want to keep coming back to you? And that's where you really have to focus on. Like, it's not just about chasing virality. It's not just about chasing a follower number. It's not just about being popular. You know, it's not just about you filling some void of validation, because if we're really being honest here, we all have that in us. We're all human, you know, and it's so easy to want to seek the validation, to want to feel seen, to want to feel liked, to want to feel accepted, to want to feel like you've somehow been included in the cool social media girls club, right? But it's all a projection. It's not real. None of that stuff is real. That's all that lack mindset, that scarcity mindset that's coming through that actually causes you to disconnect from that enthusiasm of what lights you up to create, from that core authentic thing that's in you that only you have, that core brilliance that's inside you. And that's what people want to see. That's what people want to engage with. That's what people want to connect with. And so how can you show that more? How can you serve that up more? How can you share that more? How can you sell that more? And that really begins, I think, with that idea of getting offline and really getting online with yourself. And that will really help you stand out on social media. So lots there. I know I kind of went deeper there, but I think that that's important because it's not just about the surface. Okay. So next question that I got is, if you sell a course, how do you know how much free information to share on social media? I get so stuck. I love, 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 love this question. So if you are someone, I don't care what you're selling, a course, a membership, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a content creator and you sell, you know, your partnerships and your brand deals with brands, right? You are the content, right? Your content is what you're selling. People can get really, really stuck on this. So this is something that I have done since I have been online way back since I started my first course, Pitch It Perfect, back in 2016. I am a big believer and sharing and giving away a ton of valuable free content on social media. Like, I believe that you should give your best stuff away for free always. And I'll give you an example. This very podcast that you're listening to right now, this podcast has been a free, valuable resource to anyone who has felt called and connected to it since its day of inception in April of 2017. you know, we are now almost, what, 7-8 years into me doing this podcast. And I'm going to tell you, I have released an episode every week since 2017. I have not missed a week. Now, I don't say that as some like nod to my hustle of creating content. That's not the point. You can create free, valuable content and not show up every week. That's fine too. But to show you that it is possible to be consistent in creating free, valuable content, because here's the thing. If you're gatekeeping and saving all of your valuable content behind a paywall, you're not going to build the know, like, and trust that is vital to someone buying from you in the first place. So if you're a course creator, if you're a coach, if you have a membership, if you're trying to sell one-on-one or a group coaching container, whatever it is, and you're not seeing the sales that you want to see, you need to ask yourself, how much valuable free content am I sharing online? And I say valuable because you don't want to just share a bunch of free stuff that doesn't relate to the problems or desires that your ideal buyer has or doesn't have. You want to make sure that you're doing that. But that's where I think most people miss. Now, there's a nuance to this, right? Because there is a bit that we need to keep behind a paywall so people invest in our services. So the way that I like to do this is what you're giving away for free is a lot of the what, maybe some of the how, but more so the what. It's the what, it's for who, and it's the why. Then behind the paywall, in whatever service you're offering, that's the how piece, especially if you're selling a course. If you're selling a course, you are solving a solution for someone. If you have a membership, if you have a coaching container, if you're a coach of any kind, if you're a course creator of any kind, you're selling a solution to a problem that someone has. And so you want to make sure that how they get to the solution, that's going to be what you sell in the course. And I could go all day long about, you know, the processes of a course and how to create a course that sells and that has sustainability. I know how to do that very well. I mean, I've had a course, Pitch It Perfect, that again has been out since 2016, and I still have people that buy that every single flipping day. And it's because it solves a very specific problem for somebody that wants the answer to that problem. With Pitch It Perfect, it's obviously I'm teaching you how to get paid brand deals. Clean cut, simple as can be, that's what it is. And so if you're someone who desires to work with brands and to get paid to work with brands by creating content, Pitch It Perfect is going to give you the exact roadmap on how to do it. But I have to give a ton of free, valuable content away on social media, on my podcast, through various platforms. I even have a book that talks a lot about, you know, I have a whole chapter on pitching inside my book, Get What You Want. And so there's a lot there. So with that to say, you want to save the more deeper, intricate topics. You want to save the method, the step-by-step for your course. So for example, like I said, I give a lot of info away on a daily basis about branding, about pitching, about the services that I share, but you're not going to hear me talk about, you know, the pitch building structures, the pitch strategy, exactly what I do to organize content, exactly what I say in the pitches to pitch the brands, how I find the brand contacts. Those are the things that I'm never going to talk about on my podcast or on my social media because they're so intricate and they require the methodology, which is why the course exists in the first place. And so if you reserve certain aspects of your method for just your course, then what I have found through my years of doing this, this is what 100% works best because you give people enough free, valuable information for them to A, connect with you, build that know, like, and trust, and then also know that the insights, the tools, the strategies that you have and your coaching style and the way that you show up is what they need to succeed. And once they understand that and they're ready to commit to themselves is when they'll buy the course. And plus, just for me personally, the things that are in my course are the things that I honestly couldn't even talk about in a reel or even really on a podcast because they're too elaborate and they need more explanation. They need more step-by-step. They need examples. You know, if you're anything like me, I'm a very visual person. I have to see multiple examples of how things have worked for someone so it clicks for me. And you can't really do that in a 90-second reel or on a 60-minute podcast. So that is my spiel with that. Great question. Okay. So the next question that came up a lot was wanting a strategy, a content strategy to build relationships with your brand online. So someone says, I always forget to post on that. So a strategy to build relationships / your brand. So I believe that the easiest way to do this specifically on Instagram is Instagram stories. I think that Instagram stories are so important because they have what is called a really big rate reach. So your ability to reach people is going to be really high with Instagram stories because they're at the top of everyone's feeds. So what you could do, and feel free to use this as a guide. Now, again, this is something that would probably be better visually. I actually have, again, have an entire module on this inside the Brand Accelerator, but I'm going to try to give you a bit of this verbally so you can kind of map it out. But if you're wanting more help with content strategy, what to create on stories, how to show up consistently, go to juliesolomon.net/TBA and save your seat for the next time that we open. But I'm just going to give you an example of what you could do. So, you know, I believe in posting at least on your stories, you want to find a consistent cadence for you. So I'm just going to give you an idea for like each day of the week, no matter what your cadence is. This doesn't mean that you have to post each day of the week, but like whatever your cadence is, you're going to have something for each day of the week. So I like to create a content schedule. So let's say on Monday, you could post a Q&A to your stories, and then you could answer those back. So any kind of questions, you know, you could even say like to your audience, ask me anything that you want and I'll answer it, or ask me something about this. Like you want to do that. Now, if you're someone who's like, well, I've tried that, Julie, and no one responds to me. Well, A, that's a sign that you have a disconnect between the value that you provide to your audience and what it is that they want. So you need to probably clear that clutter first, which the Brand Accelerator helps you with that as well. And it's also about continuing to put it out there, but especially if you're new, because if you're new and you like, you go on your stories and you're like, okay, let me help you with skincare, and no one responds with any questions, it's because you're new to the space and people, again, they have to build the know, like, and trust. So you have to give yourself the time and the space to also build this up so people actually want to submit questions to you. But that's something that you could do on Mondays. On Tuesdays, you could show a behind the scenes moment from one of your latest pieces of content. And on the next slide, you could promote the actual piece of content. So for example, a reel. On Wednesday, you could maybe share a TikTok video to your Instagram stories with the link to the TikTok. And then on the next slide, you could put a question box and ask your audience what they like to see on TikTok versus Instagram. On Thursday, you could post a poll and you could ask your audience what they want to see from you on stories that day and then give them options. And then you can use that to dictate what you post on stories that day. On Friday, you could maybe share two or three quotes that resonate with you and then tag the creator for posting opportunities. I think that's just a great way of collaborating. And again, like really allowing the Instagram algorithm to serve you best, because the more that we do those things, the more that the algorithm recognizes that. On Saturday, you could do maybe a more personalized kind of behind the scenes, spend the day with me type of thing. You could share 3 to 5 stories on photos and videos that document your day. And then on Sunday, you could share 3 to 5 things that you do to set the tone for the week ahead. You know, planning, productivity, what you're doing. Maybe there's certain products that you're using. Like Sunday for me is a big skincare day in my house, in my bathroom. So I'm, you know, I'm giving myself facials, I'm doing masks, I'm doing all of those things. And that's the day that I will share the products that I'm using. And of course, I'm going to tag the brands that I use for those reposting opportunities. Because again, that's just going to help you get more reach. And it's going to also help with the algorithm. So that's just an idea. Now, again, I know that businesses may be different. It's going to be nuanced for you. You know, what a coach may post every week is going to maybe be different than what a content creator or an influencer would post, but that should at least get your wheels turning on how you can show up consistently with a really specific angle or idea to kind of run with. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Okay, next question. Can you please explain the vibe of Instagram content versus the vibe of TikTok content? Okay, so I first have to admit that I don't spend a ton of time on TikTok. It's just a platform that at least as of now, I haven't really had the capacity or the desire to invest a lot of time in. However, as someone who is a brand expert and a coach, I still have to understand TikTok conceptually, right? And so I do try to stay as up to date as I can on articles and trends and just what's happening over there, even though I don't consume it as a consumer personally as much. But essentially, this is my take. Your take may be different, but I feel that TikTok content is still very raw. It's still very less curated. Even the way that it was founded was different than Instagram. I mean, if you remember, Instagram started out as a photo sharing platform. So there's going to be just off the gate, there was more curation there. I also feel that TikTok is very organic. I think that good lighting matters on TikTok. I think good audio matters. But unless your whole page is about a certain, like, quote unquote, aesthetic, right? Then you don't really need to care about how the overall page looks. Now, when it comes to Instagram, I do think it's a little mixture. I think that people on Instagram say that they don't care about curation, but I also still see some of those same people curating their feed. I personally don't curate my feed. However, I'm not in a niche that I feel like that's important. I feel like if you're more so in a beauty or wellness or especially a fashion niche, curation is probably going to be more important than say like I'm in online education. So I don't feel like the visual aesthetic is as important as the content curation may be. I do feel that that's important across the board. And I also think that there's just more pressure on Instagram to be perfect and to be curated. But that's definitely not the rule of thumb. I think that we are also getting way more away from that as Instagram keeps evolving and as Instagram keeps wanting to compete with TikTok, let's just be honest. So that's really my take. Something that I would advise when it comes to Instagram is to really focus on quality, consistent content. I also think, just like on TikTok, I think on any platform, lighting and audio matter. They just do, especially if you're showing up as a creator, a coach, an entrepreneur. You're wanting to, again, serve, share, show up, and sell on a platform. Lighting and good audio matters. And then I think valuable content is key. No matter who you are, valuable content is key. That will always win over curation and aesthetic any day. However, one thing that I do advise, though, is to lean away from a graphic heavy feed. Graphics are fine maybe a couple of days a week. If I do a graphic, if I do like a quote graphic, for example, it may be like one a week. But your entire feed should not be 100% graphics unless you are just straight up like a quote page or a meme page. And even memes aren't just all graphics. A lot of them are reels now. But like, if you're not a 100% exclusive quote page or meme page, you should not be 100% graphics. It's just, it's hard to connect to the person that way. And I feel like with Instagram, it is about connection. It is about connecting to the person that is creating behind the account. And the accounts that I see that grow and thrive are the ones that do allow for that connection to take place. So I feel that that one is super, super important. Great, great question. Okay, next question. So this person asked, why do my reels suck so bad no matter what I do? So I first just want to be honest and say that this one is kind of a tougher one to answer just because I don't know what your reels look like. I didn't get an example. And so I'm kind of going in blind here. But this is what I would just say to anyone across the board if you're feeling this way. There's a few things here. One, are you checking your insights / analytics weekly or at least monthly? If not, start to do this. Like, this will help you so much. Use your insights to really understand what your audience likes. And then that's going to actually guide your future content. You know, I use this as such a compass because a lot of the times, here's the thing, y'all. Like, a lot of the times we are not going to know what's hitting because we get too lost in the mind drama, right? Like, we get too lost in the perfectionism. We get too lost in the like, oh my gosh, am I doing this right? Am I doing it enough? Oh my gosh, this person's doing this. Now I'm comparing myself. Oh my gosh, I should just quit. Oh my gosh, is anyone liking this? Oh my gosh, who am I to do this? Like, we get so lost in the mind drama of everything that the data is just so beautiful because the data doesn't lie. Like, our mind lies to ourself. Like, our mind is a very dangerous neighborhood to walk through. So we've got to get out of the mind and into the data because the data doesn't lie. Let the data be your guide. Let the data answer the questions for you, not your mind that's like tripping yourself up all the time. And so that is key. And then the second thing is, are you editing all of the dead space out of your content? So the likes, the the breath, the pauses. This is something that is little, and it's something that I can say I am really, like, I just said it, like I have to really watch this. But I do feel, especially with shorter form content. So with a podcast, I'm just sitting here talking to you. Like, it's like me and you sitting at a coffee shop, having our matcha lattes, being conversational. I'm going to say like, I wish I didn't say it as much. I need to be more mindful about it. But I feel like when it comes to, you know, 30-second stories or 90-second reels, those little things make a huge difference. Do not waste valuable time with long pauses, with with weird breathing, with likes, those kinds of things. If you want to make sure your videos are captivating and enjoyable and engaging as possible, edit those things out. Make it succinct. That will really help. The third thing is, I want you to ask yourself, would you stop your scroll to watch your reels? I know it's a tough question, but I want you to ask yourself this before you post. Would you, when you create a reel, I want you to pause. I want you to maybe take a break, go for a walk. I want you to come back and I want you to watch it. And I want you to ask yourself, would I stop scroll to watch this? And if the answer is no, you got some more work to do, baby. And that is okay. Like, we all have that, but that's going to help you build the muscle that is necessary to create better and more engaging content for your ideal audience. And then the next thing, and it's super important, and I've been screaming it from the rooftop since I hit play on this podcast way back in 2017, are you showing up consistently? Are you posting consistently? If you're really being honest with yourself, whatever cadence you've decided for yourself, for some people, it could be 7 days a week. For other people, it could be 3 days a week. But are you posting consistently or just like once in a blue moon? Because if you are not posting consistently, really, I think most days, I mean, Friday, maybe not so much. I try to be with Reels. I try to post Monday through Thursday if I can. That's always my goal. And then with stories, I try to show up at least every day, even if it's just one story, at least every day. Or I may take one day out of the week out. And I think that that should really be your top priority because, again, and it's not just showing up to show up. It's showing up with valuable, engaging content that your ideal audience would want because that consistency is what helps you, again, build the know, like, and trust that you need to further positively manipulate the algorithm to actually engage your Reels with the platforms that are out there, with the people that are following you. Because if the algorithm sees that you're not showing up consistently, that you're not creating content that your audience actually likes, it's not going to favor the content that you keep creating. All right, my friends, there you have it. Part one of this two-part episode series is complete. I hope I left you on a fun and exciting cliffhanger to come back with us Monday, April 8th, to hear the second part of this episode. I have been in a flow. I love doing this. It was so fun. If you had any good nuggets and takeaways that you want to share with me, of course, you know what to do. All you have to do is screenshot today's episode, tag me. You can leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you love to listen to podcasts. But I would love to hear what your takeaway of this two-part series episode has been so far and what you're excited to dive into on Monday, because I'm coming in hot with some more questions that you have asked and just, again, really good, tangible takeaways that you can start implementing into your business and life today. So with that, my friends, I will see you guys on Monday for the second part. Talk soon. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.